Why don't lobsters share? Because they're shellfish. How can you tell the ocean is friendly? It waves. What do these two jokes have in common? They're both Laffy Taffy style jokes, which means they're quick, cheesy, forgettable, and not terribly funny for most people after a certain age. Why am I talking about Laffy Taffys at the beginning of a writing course? Because many beginning writers approach suspense like a Laffy Taffy joke writer. They go for cheap, forgettable, easy suspense that only tries to get readers to read the next sentence for the answer. They approach it like a Hardy Boys or Nancy Drew book approaches its cliffhanger endings. Manufacture an easy, tension-filled situation that you can immediately resolve in the first page or even first paragraph of the next chapter. And it doesn't work. Understanding why requires us to understand what suspense actually is. So what is suspense, and when does it occur? The short answer is that suspense is whatever keeps someone reading your book. But we'd need a better definition that actually explains what exactly makes someone continue reading. For readers, the above definition might work. But as writers, we need to have a better grip on suspense if we want to create it in our own stories. Here's my proposed answer. Suspense occurs when an author asks a series of compelling narrative questions and promises readers to eventually supply satisfying answers for these questions. That's why I made the comparison between stories and jokes at the beginning of this lesson. It wasn't accidental. In many ways, good stories and good jokes operate off the same principle. They both ask questions that drive to compelling punchlines or climaxes. Let's unpack this definition to fully understand what it means. Let's begin with narrative questions. What exactly is a narrative question? A narrative question is a question a story asks about whether or not a person or group of people will achieve their goals. Will a rebellion be able to save themselves from destruction? Will a farm boy be able to learn the ancient ways of the Force? Will a princess be rescued from a militaristic technological wonder? These are some of the many narrative questions Star Wars A New Hope asks. Each story is built on a series of questions like this that combine characters, plot, and sometimes theme into a compelling question. There's another part of this definition that's key. It needs to be a series of compelling narrative questions, and they need to overlap. Cheap suspense, like the type Laffy Taffy jokes or Hardy Boys novels manufacture, can keep a reader's short-term interest, but will likely wear down their long-term interest in the book. You aren't likely to read through a 200-page joke book that only has Laffy Taffy jokes, because there's only so much you can do with short-term suspense. Running a novel on short suspense alone is like trying to get energy from just eating candy bars. While they provide short-term energy, it's going to be detrimental to your long-time energy. This is why we need a series of overlapping narrative questions. While it's important to have some short-term suspense, powerful suspense is built when that short-term suspense is coupled with long-running suspense that undergirds the entire story. It's not enough to have Luke temporarily in danger from Tusken Raiders, irritable tavern-goers, or sewer monsters. Star Wars works because these short-term suspense questions are set in the context of a larger narrative question of whether or not Luke will become the hero he's always wanted to be. This larger question wouldn't work without the smaller questions, but the smaller questions wouldn't work without a larger questions. And this course will explain how to achieve both kinds of suspense. Questions are never complete, though, if you don't have answers. And that's the second component of suspense. If you ask engaging questions, readers are going to want to know answers. And so building suspense is not only a matter of asking compelling questions, but promising readers that you'll answer those questions in surprising and believable ways that leave readers feeling satisfied. If readers aren't convinced that you'll be able to answer narrative questions in surprising, believable ways, then even if your questions are fantastic questions, your novel still won't build suspense. And so we'll be talking about how to make sure readers know that you'll answer narrative questions in compelling ways. If you're going to learn how to keep readers turning pages, you need to learn how to build suspense in both large and small ways. And that's what the next three lessons are going to do. Teach you how to build suspense in the story level, in the chapter level, and in the paragraph level. While the applications are different on each level, the core is the same. If you want to keep readers engaged by black marks on a page, you need to do so by finding engaging narrative questions that readers demand answers to. Find compelling narrative questions, and your readers won't be able to stop turning pages.